This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Clintonista events with Bill Clinton, Adam, you name it, Tim Kaine, and in front of Bill Clinton on the sexual crimes. One of those gentlemen is joining us coming up in the next segment. I'll continue with all this news as well. We're going to have coverage of the debate coming up tonight, coming up in 3 hours, right through the debate, after the debate, Infowars.com/show. A lot of TV and radio stations are obviously going to extend coverage, continue carrying the broadcast in about an hour. I'm going to go into the other studio, start hosting from the big TV studio with my co-host and other guest. But understand, it is my duty to expose the Clintons and their narcotics trafficking. They're selling us out to foreign powers. They are international criminals like James Bond villains. So he just joined us. I exposed Bill Clinton and Jeffrey Epstein and the FBI covering up and slapping him on the wrist, and Bill Clinton flying to the pedophile island. But now, after Epstein's been cut out of this and given diplomatic immunity basically by the globalists, by the FBI, document cam for TV viewers, please, we have the United States District Court, Southern District of New York. They waited till right before, 29 days out. They're going to launch this tomorrow, 20 days out, 28 days out, so that it'll never get to court by then and, of course, get thrown out. Now, they launched a few of these with fake names in Houston and other things 8 and 10 months ago to be able to give plausible deniability to the media and authors to write books about the fake filings to give it cover. Okay? That's why the Jesse Ventura ruling was so important when he was found to have been slandered and libeled. But then the courts reversed it and said, well, you're not allowed to get unjust enrichment. So, yeah, $250,000 has to be paid, but no damages. So you can tell a lie that gives you the presidency, but only pay $250,000, not $50 million, or $30 million, or $10 million. And all the big media signed on to this, because, folks, this is how dirty they are now. So you have to understand, you can't trust them. And they allege, under the name Jane Doe, so Jane Doe can say, again, that they caught me raping a baby xenomorph. A xenomorph is the alien from the movie Alien. It's not true, but whatever. So now Jane Doe has come out and said that they were raped 22 years ago. Yes, you heard me. In 1994. And magically, it was a girl at a bus station with the madam who's already been given immunity. And then she told some other woman about it. A madam given immunity by the FBI, who reportedly is supplying Epstein with all this stuff. A person supplying underage girls to Epstein, who's now pled guilty. So they've all been given a deal. And then told some woman 20 years ago. Wow. Wow. That's really bombshell, isn't it? So they bring out his dirty talk, talking about a married woman or whatever. Not good. Not seemly. We know we're not going for a Boy Scout here. We never said he was. He's been honest. Whatever. We got that going on. And now on the heels of this, boom, the lawsuit's filed. And then, boom, the judge just today, I didn't know they worked on the weekend, but notice it's breaking today. It was supposed to break tomorrow, but I broke it yesterday. So now the normal papers that put it out today, it's now coming out less than 24 hours after I told you. We should have jumped on this even earlier. I knew about it earlier, but I wanted all the documents. Declaration in support of plaintiff's record. This is Jan Doe, the reported madam, the supplier. We're supposed to believe her. She got the girl 22 years ago at a bus stop for Epstein and Trump to double team her. Believe that? I got a rocket I'm going to sell you. We got another one. A declaration in support of plaintiff's claim. Tiffany Doe, some woman says she supposedly told her that. So she corroborates 22 years ago this happened. We've got them all signed. Look, Joan Doe signed it. I mean, you might as well have Keebler Elf signing this thing. This is amazing. The show, folks, as we go out to break, this shot right here. We got Joan Doe.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, we played the clip before, but I've had multiple MSNBC hosts say, quote, Alex Jones is deeply racist and influenced the Boston Bombers. We even have a promo where we play that clip, and they didn't show where I influenced the Boston Bombers or where I'm deeply racist. So I've experienced this stuff where they make stuff up about you. So we now have Donald J. Trump and Jeffrey E. Epstein, being listed in the Southern District of New York by a Jane Doe and a Tiffany Doe, and I mean, look, a Joan Doe, all these Does saying 22 years ago at a bus stop, an underage girl was picked up and taken by the madam who now swears this out against Trump, who's already pled guilty. We think this is the same madam. We're not sure. But this is their witness. But we know there was a madam earlier with Epstein who did, but then got let off and was given immunity, with another person she talked to about it later. And there's Donald Trump going after. This is incredible. Double teaming, supposedly. This is how they brought down the Vatican and installed the new pope that wants world government and carbon taxes. This is how they take down all these institutions, is with sex scandals. You have Clinton settling rape cases. You have Clinton 16 times flying on the Lolita Express with Epstein. You have his FBI, his government, protecting him and giving him a slap on the wrist, as well as the madam and others. You have all of this unfolding. And now you've got a bunch of secret people announcing this. You have the Clintons committing all these crimes, overthrowing countries, funding radical jihadistical Christians. You have all of this going on 24-7. And we knew they were coming up with a big October surprise, and we knew that the weakness of the Clintons was the sexual abuse and the reported pedophilia. And I'm about to give the final information and get to our next guest. And when Roger Stone joins us, separate from the Democratic Party insider, we're going to have what supposedly is coming up in the debate tonight. We'll see if this happens, but according to a source that's high level. But understand, they're going to release more supposed dirty talk of Trump when all these scumbags are totally dishonest recording. I mean, I love how the reporter who recorded him said, I'm sorry I didn't release this myself. I apologize. You're sitting there with some guy on a bus asking about girls. He's talking about this really hot lady he saw. And then this is the big evil, where they make being a male evil. I mean, I don't talk like that. But the point is, I don't know, over the years, I guess the people recorded me every time they were around me. I might have shot my mouth off or made some jokes or said things. I mean, occasionally you're not yourself. But what Trump said is, he said, listen, I've changed on this campaign. I've never lied about the fact that I'm not perfect and love women. I mean, it's not like we're trying to elect Mother Teresa here. We know Bill Clinton rapes women. It's come out. We know he lies to us. We know he bombs aspirin factories in Sudan to cover it up. We know they're sold out to foreign interests. We know they're sold out to the communist Chinese. We know the whole power structure that we claim we don't want is against Trump. Because they know he never has played ball with them. Never once been on Jeffrey Epstein's plane, none of it. So let's go through the rest of the articles. We have all these anonymous people, three of them, coming out. But we've even got the Associated Press, Donald Trump pedo lawsuit refiled, accusing presidential candidate of raping girl 13 at 1994 party. Now, they followed under another girl's name that was fake in Houston, again, what was it, 9, 10 months ago. That's to be able to start writing the book so you don't get sued. Oh, I got it, though, Jane Doe lawsuit. They got a book being published tomorrow. Just watch. Claiming all this, just perfectly all lined up. Here's another one. It smacks of a political smear job, ex-Trump aide tears apart rape lawsuit. That's out of Radar Online. Billionaire pedophile Jeffrey Epstein created Clinton Foundation. Big article on that. Everybody should go look that up. It's a fact. Daily Mail. It is a fact. This is a Clinton kingpin. But it doesn't matter. The guy that created the thing has been convicted pedophile. Let's blame Donald Trump because they knew that Trump was going to bring this up. And then somehow Trump got convinced not to bring it up earlier. He was advised to in the last debate. And he just... His daughter talked to Chelsea, and Hillary promised to be nice if he would, and she betrayed him. And I don't know why Trump did that. He got induced by the New York folks to be nice and don't go there, and she set him up. You've got to go after them first. They're on the planes. They settle the cases. Everybody knows they're liars. Everybody knows he's a pervert. And you waited to try to be a nice guy. Unbelievable. And then the really scary article out of the Free Beacon, the Clintons and the Sultan have a history. The Clintons and the Sultan of Brunei have a history. And then it just goes into his whole background and Clinton flying there on the pedophile plane to meet for days, get $2 million checks. I mean, this guy reportedly has a harem of little boys and girls, and the Saudis do too. But that's okay that Hillary gets $100 million from the Saudis. It's okay that she finances all this and hangs out with Jay-Z and folks that, you know, brag about orgies and everything, and Kanye and whoever else these people are. It's okay. But see, Trump, he shot his mouth off about loving women. If Jeffrey Epstein's non-prosecution agreement is overturned, Clinton ties to teen sex scandal could be exposed. Daily Caller. Well, don't worry. Just pin it on Donald Trump and then make sure the puppet Hillary gets in and the elite will have a blackmailed minion who has nothing to lose, is mentally ill, who's totally sick, they got to roll around, who will do anything. You'll put a queen in who will follow your orders to do anything, ladies and gentlemen. Think about that. So that's where we stand. The plan is to smear him with pedophilia. When the Clintons are the ones on the airplane and the ones going to the known reported pedophile Sultan, and that's their plan. And we all have a 90-minute debate coming up from St. Louis in 2 hours and 45 minutes. And we're going to be here right through it, live covering it, Infowars.com/show. Share that link to friends, family, neighbors, so people online can watch it. They can watch it on their smart TV, their TiVo, their Boxy, their Roku, or Infowars.com/app for the new free app that has video, audio, radio mode, and a lot of new functions about to get out in the next few weeks. Infowars.com/app. Now I'm going to go to break. He's waiting in the wings. He was the slickest of them all when MSNBC came up to him a few days ago and said, "What are you here at the Trump rally?" And he laid out the facts about Hillary Clinton. Talked to the gentleman straight ahead. Then Roger Stone's coming on with his inside scoop. And he's been right. I say 15 out of 16 times, more like 20 out of one time. He was told this by the WikiLeaks folks, and WikiLeaks said, "We're going to get her indicted. We're about to release it." They strung everybody along, and they didn't do it. Report was they got threats. And I said, okay, they'll probably release Milquetoast. And they did release Milquetoast on Friday. We know she already wants globalism in the North American Union. We already know she wants open borders. We already know she helped write the TPP. But it's all in her emails now. It's all more's come out, but it's not the stuff that get her indicted we were promised. So we're going to continue to dig through all this. But The real activism is getting to people, friends and family that are on the fence that don't know what's happening. Because Hillary probably still going to lose. They've got big polls out, the LA Times. They've got Gallup polls out showing Trump lost about half a point the last 3 days on this, if you believe it. People pretty much decided who they're going to vote for. And Trump's ahead in most battleground states. But they want to have the perception he lost or make him step down or make him go away. While all the Republicans are trying to get him to step down during the primaries, and they said, oh, your vote doesn't count and all that. That didn't fly. Their constituents were so mad, they had to play possum and claim they're for Trump. Now they're going to use this excuse, just like the Bushes saying they're going to vote for Hillary, to say, see, we told you so. Glenn Beck was told when he went to the Facebook meeting. We're going to shut down talk radio in 2017. We're going to shut down Matt Drudge, InfoWars, Breitbart. Hillary's now said the alt-media doesn't have a right to exist, alt-right. And so he thinks it won't matter if he's a pariah with conservatives because he'll be the only conservative left. He'll be like, they left two or three Jews alone in Nazi Germany. He'll still be on, radio and in films to make everybody think everything was okay. Same thing. He thinks, hell, this is how I get my monopoly. They're going to arrest Alex Jones and Matt Drudge and Rush Limbaugh or shut them down. They already had a coup at Fox. Megyn Kelly, all of them sold out to Judas. We're going to come back with our guest straight ahead, Peter Miller. Powerful information confronting the Clintons.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars is on the offense. We know that Bill Clinton has settled many rape cases. That's on record. We know there's a whole flotilla of women saying he brutally raped them and witnesses. And now they're going to counter the Clintons' biggest weakness with having the person the feds control who pled guilty, who they let off for almost nothing, like a year in jail, for sex slavery, flying little kids to an island, with Bill Clinton reportedly, sultans, you name it, by having basically Epstein come out and say he raped kids with Trump. That's their October surprise. It shows what these criminals will do. There is no end to it. And if the public is dumb enough to believe a convicted pedophile that flies around with Bill Clinton on a plane and believe the Clintons, I didn't have sex with that woman, it was a kid, then you will believe anything. And Roger Stone's coming up to talk about this and a lot more in the next segment. But Peter Miller is taking action. He was in Colorado a few days ago. There have now been 14 people get on national TV, confront Bill Clinton. Hillary's had to stop her events because of it, or health events that Tim Kaine's at. It is really freaking him out. But also, live TV, Fox News, MSNBC, Matt Lauer, it's all happening. 14 I know of. Putting the meme out there that, no, it's not about cheating on his wife like they're claiming Trump's done. Or talking about women. That's a red-blooded American right there. Sorry, that's just how it is. I mean, it's not a crime. I'm not saying it's a good thing. But they're trying to change the subject onto Trump right now, and it's ridiculous. You just call her out and go, big deal, I called a beauty contestant fat because she got big and wouldn't go out and do her job. I cut her contract. Just like if a football player can't perform. And big deal, I should have done that. What the hell are you doing recording me in secret? That's the bigger issue. You're the one enabling a raper and funding jihadis worldwide. Now, Peter Miller is incredible. I saw him on his big Ask Me Anything Reddit, reddit.com/r/the_Donald. And he'll be with us a little bit in the next segment. Roger Stone's coming on as well. I want to invite him back up for a full 30 minutes later in the week because we're so limited on time tonight with all this breaking news. We have the other guy who was in Nevada and, like, for 2 minutes is screaming a rapist on ABC National News. These are great patriots who I want to probably try to hire as auxiliary reporters. But Peter Miller, here he is, just real quick, real clean on MSNBC, the most slick of all of them, probably the way it should be done. And then we've got Donald inviting him up a few days ago on stage, showing he knows what a great job these folks are doing with our initiative. Here it is.
Failed businessman, or maybe he didn't perform very well in some of his business endeavors. But I think one of the kind of the things that we really need to be looking at in this debate is that Bill Clinton is a rapist. Infowars.com. Infowars.com. Bill Clinton's a rapist. Bill okay. Clinton is a rapist.
All right.
Bill Clinton, rapist.
So he knew that he had a minute. That's how he wanted to use his time.
Good. So let's go ahead now. This is a chain reaction, folks. A chain reaction all over the country, all over the world. We're not stopping. Mainstream media wants to cover up the rape, send protesters to Trump events. We're sending patriots to their events and Trump events as well to expose this. Culture jamming. So Peter Miller, here's one more clip of Trump inviting him up on stage a few days later to recognize what he did. He goes on to thank him. If Donald Trump's a pedophile, I'm going to cut my right arm off. I mean, just everything about me tells me he's good, his history, the fact that the elites hate him, never flew on the plane, went to one Epstein party, buys golf cars, was there like 15 minutes. We talked about that a year ago. We said this was coming. And then they blame him for pedophilia and have Jane Doe's file a deal. This is so big, folks. This is so dirty. Just like they say, he never was against the Iraq war. We have six clips, three the year of it, three right before it, saying don't do it, it's a bad idea. The media says, no, you don't. Lester Holt says, no, you don't. Peter Miller, thank you so much, my friend. Wow, it's crazy. Talk about what you did, what other folks are doing, the chain reaction, and you know, the behind the scenes that got you invited up on stage with Trump.
Hey, Alex, hey, great to be here. Just want to say thank you again for having me on. Thank you for plugging the Donald. Just quick thing, too, I wanted to plug RSBN.TV. They're the good guys who go out and film all of Donald's rallies. So
absolutely, and the Right Side Broadcasting.
So, yep, Right Side Broadcasting. They're true patriots out there. They're a great media outlet. Love the work they do. It's how I can follow Donald from home wherever I go. It's really great to be able to see him up there in front of tens of thousands of people telling how we're going to put our foot down on the necks of globalism.
Talk about, I mean, you did it very smoothly, very slickly. Some of these are hardcore. I mean, this is getting wild. How big do you think this will get with folks saying Bill Clinton's a rapist?
Oh, I think it gets huge. I think it will, once your stockpile of cash dries up, I think the message will still be out there. I think after a certain point, people have to recognize we're not doing it for the money. We're doing it to spread the truth. And that's what the most important thing is. They try to slander Donald. He says this, he says that. But you know what? At the end of the day, Bill Clinton is the guy who did it.
And what do you make of this inversion of reality? No history, no claims in 40-something years as an adult of rape. And now the very people Clinton works with that founded his foundation, that he flies around on the rape plane with, they're having Jane Doe say it's Trump raping kids.
It's bogus. It's bogus. I've heard these allegations for so long. If you go back and you see the records, Bill Clinton's what? Flown 20 some odd times?
It was 16. You're right. It's 20. I'm sorry. 16? It's now 24. 20. No, it was 16, then 20, then 24. You're right. It's 24.
Going all the way out there to rape island, pedophile island, whatever you want to call it. He does his 3-hour tour. He gets his jollies off. And yet at the end of the day, here we are talking about Donald Trump. Some statements he made years ago. And I just think, once again, it's the mainstream media trying to beat their drum, try to cause a disturbance, try to say things about Donald that he's this, that, or the other. And even what's even more disturbing is just the conservatives who are really backing off of Donald. Paul Ryan up in Wisconsin.
Oh, they were forced by constituents to support him. They've always been double dealers.
Oh yeah, they've been out for Donald from the start. I mean, they were just looking for one more reason to try to put their foot in the ground.
They're the ones we should get rid of, and no matter what happens to Donald, this is all a sign of the sea change. You guys are gone.
Look, we're gonna throw out the Second Amendment. We're gonna overturn the Supreme Court all because Donald Trump said he was gonna grab her by the pussy. Is that really the hill that we want to stand and die on? I mean. That's where we end this.
You know, it's like he didn't want to sell us out to China, but once behind, in a locker room talk, he talked about a woman. I mean, it's a joke. And I'll be honest, I'm hardly ever like that, but every once in a while I get in a mood and I shoot my mouth off and act like a punk, and I kind of feel weird later. But haven't we all done that?
Hey, any one of us with high levels of testosterone has done that. I can confirm that.
Yeah, I mean, I can't be a hypocrite. He sounds like I did when I was 16. But I mean, trying to be mean to New Yorkers, but I mean, the talk, that's kind of New York culture, is it not? I mean, anybody's been in New York a lot? I mean, that's how the guys talk.
I think it's culture throughout the country. I think it's...
I agree, but isn't it worse? Isn't it worse like in New Jersey and New York?
It might be.
I'm not bashing New York like Ted Cruz did. I'm just saying, that's pretty routine up there. I mean, it's just kind of cultural. Basket of deplorables. I'm going to come back and finish up with you, then Roger Stone.
I got a bet.
Yeah, we're going to come right back. We're going to do a few more minutes with you, the great patriots out there exposing, and Roger Stone with exclusive on what's coming up in the debate tonight. This is Bombshell. More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Now, we're about to go to Roger Stone here in about 5 minutes. We'll run shotgun with us a little bit in the next hour. Normally, if you tune in on Sunday, we go 4 to 6 p.m. Central, and the show's over. We're going well past 10 p.m. tonight. If your station stops covering us in 30 minutes, Infowars.com/show, Infowars.com/app. You get the free app. You have an updated app that has video and audio feeds and podcasts and a lot more. Infowars.com/app. And spread the word. Everybody you know, to get real analysis on this debate and real inside baseball. We're going to Roger Stone in a moment. Now, I have my separate data dump from a Democratic Party high-level person. This is high-level. I'm going to talk to Stone here in a moment. I talked to him earlier today, and he knew about parts of it, but I'm going to see what he can confirm or what his analysis is. But he said, I have more separately on the debate tonight. Now, by bringing this out, it may make Hillary not do it, but this is what he was told they're planning to do. So we're talking to Roger Stone here in just a moment. We've got another fellow joining us later in the next hour who also went and stood there in Nevada and screamed for like 3 minutes, Bill Clinton's a rapist, live on ABC News. So he's going to be popping up. But going back to Jeremy, who's joining us, Spangle, right now, Peter Miller, then Jeremy Spangle's joining us after Roger Stone. He's the guy in Nevada. Peter was in Colorado. Trump invited him up on stage to add other points, because this movement, 14 people now on national TV, many others that didn't get on national TV, are saying, hey, you're accusing Trump of sex stuff. We knew this was coming. What about Bill Clinton settling rape cases? Other points, sir. Other points you'd like to make, Peter Miller?
Hey, it's just if my video's back up. I just wanted to share with you guys the basket of deplorables. And yes, my name is Peter Miller. John Miller is my uncle. These are some of the favorite things we have going out there. We got you, the madman himself, with all the other madmen. We got the Pepe. We love Pepe. All right. Pepe is a symbol of peace. Do not take our memes. We got the Constitution. You know, the liberals hate that. I hope we put up a trigger warning for all the cucks. We got the American flag. I'm getting through this, Alex. We got some lovely ladies supporting Trump. We got the Gadsden flag. And I guess the last thing I want to say before I check out, I know you got big people on, but on November 8th, get out, vote, and grab Lady Liberty by the pussy. Let's do this, folks. Let's make America great again. Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'm a little bit, and I appreciate you joining us. We'll have you back on, my friend. I'm a little bit of a Victorian. I mean, I shouldn't be, but that's how I've been brought up to a certain point. But, you know, Donald Trump behind the scenes making jokes is nothing compared to Bill Clinton flying around on the Pedophile Express and raping countries, raping our Bill of Rights. In the latest emails, it has come out that she does plan to use executive order to ban our guns. That's confirmed. In fact, I haven't even gotten to that. That's in the stack.
That's confirmed.
So they're coming after our guns, folks. Oh, that's okay. I'm going to turn my guns in and kill America and further bankrupt us and, you know, go after the bitter clingers, because Donald Trump 11 years ago got secretly recorded being baited into talking about locker rooms. We appreciate you joining us, Peter Miller. Thank you. All right, folks. Now,
thank you.
You bet. Now, joining us is Roger Stone. He'll probably be popping in tonight after the debate as well. It's 9 minutes long. It kicks off at 8:00 Central. We have the feed. So we're going to have before, during, and after analysis. I believe if Trump doesn't come out of the gates and attack and really just overturn, you know, the money changers' tables and just point out the whole thing's a facade, that's what people want. The mainstream media has a 6% trust rate, AP study shows. I agree with that analysis. If he doesn't just hit him with everything, he's going to be eaten alive. Now, we'll get Roger Stone's take on that and a lot more here. A little bit in the next hour, then we have another one of the patriots joining us who's been exposing the Clintons of settled rep cases, and Hillary Clinton covers up for it. But Roger Stone, first off, before we get to your big data dump and your analysis of what you've been told is going to happen tonight, and they could change things. First off, I don't know if you're able to hear it earlier, but I went over the data dump on the Clintons and the Sultan and the connections to Epstein. They're in mainstream media and the 20-plus flights, not just 16 now. And I remember you like a year ago. We got to find the clip because folks really pay attention to that. Drudge last week, you know, linked to you bringing up Danny Williams, you know, 6 months or no, 9 months ago before it was in the news. Bill Clinton's illegitimate son is saying that was going to be coming up. You said about the whole Epstein thing and get ready. They've already failed at filing one fake lawsuit in Houston with fake names. Now they're going to file others. So this is unprecedented. You predicted all of this. I talked to you this morning at length. You said you weren't aware of all of it, but you knew it was coming. Since then, since I broke this yesterday, it's broken in a bunch of newspapers that a judge has now announced a date to hear this. So this is purely right up against the election when they won't have time to prove it either way. This is so obvious when the Clintons are the ones that hang out with this guy and he founded their foundation. I mean, am I barking up the wrong tree here, or is this the most naked, sickening, over-the-top, deceptive October surprise in the history of the galaxy?
know, Alex, I think you've got it about right. I mean, the Clintons know they have massive vulnerability. Jeffrey Epstein is a billionaire hedge fund manager friend of Bill. The Palm Beach County, Palm Beach City Police determined that he has raped 33 underage girls between the ages of 13 and 17. We also know from the FAA records that Bill Clinton has been on Epstein's hedonistic private orgy island in the U.S. Virgin Islands. We know that Epstein has given $25,000 to the Clinton Foundation, although, of course, that doesn't show on their website where they claim they are engaging in full voluntary disclosure. Ghislaine Maxwell, who is essentially the pimp who goes out and recruits underage girls in bus stations and runaways for Epstein to assault, is given immunity in his prosecution and now works for a nonprofit financed by the Clinton Foundation. She was present every time Bill was on Pedo Island. We know that Epstein, a convicted pedophile, flew Bill Clinton, a suspected pedophile, to Brunei to collect a $2 million check for the Clinton Presidential Library from the Sultan of Brunei, a known pedophile who is known to have a harem of both underage boys and girls. So what we have here is deflection. The Clintons know this lawsuit will never survive. They know it'll never even go to trial. So when people say to me, you're accusing Bill of rape, what about the rape allegations against Trump? I say, we know who's accused Clinton of rape, Juanita Broderick, and others, sexual assault, Paula Jones, where Bill Clinton paid an $850,000 out-of-court settlement. But those bearing witness against Trump, I would say false witness, they're anonymous. Jane Doe. This has no credibility. If you want to accuse Donald Trump of rape in a legal forum, put your name on it if you want to be taken seriously. Now, I've talked to the lawyers for the plaintiffs in the current pending Epstein case in which some of his victims are seeking to overturn his slap on the wrist conviction, and they believe that these women do not exist. The lawyer who has represented them, at least represented them in Texas, uses different names on the phone with different reporters. He appears to be an entertainment lawyer rather than having any expertise.
Clearly an intelligence operation, a classic cutout with fake names right before the election to be able to create the whole illusion, but then have it all fade away after the election. A total hoax.
An outrageous smear to deflect the Clintons.
Let me ask you this, because you said this a year ago, and you said if Trump was to go serious, he would release this. He knew about it all. And you even predicted they would try to go after him instead, because we already heard rumblings and fake suits that were thrown out with fake names. Why didn't Trump go with this against them?
It's an excellent question. I must say, many times I can't explain what the Trump campaign is doing. The best thing about the Trump campaign is Trump himself.
Stay there. I'm going to come back to you to talk about this and then your info on what you have been told they're planning to do tonight. StoneColdTruth.com. He's Roger Stone. We sell both of his best-selling books, InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us. We'll be back. Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention, Alex Jones listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 712-432-9364. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24/7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 712-432-9364. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones untapped and off the grid, just call 712-432-9364.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We have seen historical levels of corruption. The Clintons sell us out to foreign interests with the Bushes. The powerful old corrupt dynasty rejected by the voters in the Republican primary. The Republican establishment throwing everything they've got against Trump for some jocular, you know, talk 11 years ago being set up, highly edited. I'm not going to even defend the talk. But compared to taking us to war, backing al-Qaeda, selling out our jobs, Bill Clinton selling secrets, Hillary doing it, covering it all up, it is nothing. But to see the mainstream media act like this is the end of the world and all these Republican leaders that are total neocons acting like, oh, now they're suddenly against Trump. They were always against him. Then their constituents forced them to hold their nose. So regardless, the power structure is really scared. I think Trump needs to come out guns blazing politically tonight. I think he needs to go for the jugular or he's in deep trouble. Roger, what do you think he should do? And then a former campaign head for Trump. And then obviously we've got a clip we're going to play coming up. We start the next hour. His two-minute statement, you'll be able to continue here with your analysis. But the 10 minutes we have right now, what should Trump do, A, and then B, you've got some big breaking news. And I want to get into this hour when we have a lot of stations carrying us. On what you were told by a high-level source is going to happen tonight at this debate that kicks off in 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Well, Alex, Hillary Clinton is going to start the debate by refusing to shake Donald Trump's hand, after which Anderson Cooper will give her the first question, which will be, why did you decide not to shake Donald Trump's hand, giving her the open for an attack on Trump that relates to this tape incident, which is a distraction from the scandal style gutter politics of the Clintons, the rotten record of corruption, and the policy failures of Bill and Hillary Clinton that have brought the country to its knees.
Sure, so let's get into this. You were told this again. Repeat to me what you told me earlier. I mean, this is huge. Specifically what you were told. This is obviously a stage dinger. How do you think Trump will respond, or by us talking about it hours before, might they back off? Roger Stone.
Well, a very high-level source in the Clinton camp doesn't perhaps realize that they have a leak. But Hillary, again, will open the debate by refusing to shake Trump's hand. And Anderson Cooper will then direct his first question to Hillary, giving her a forum to launch a personal attack on Trump regarding extraneous issues of 10 years ago in order to deflect from the corruption, the poor health, the policy failures, and the bully boy tactics of the Clintons. Now that Trump knows about this stratagem, I have no doubt that he will be well prepared for it in any number of ways. Trump, being a gentleman, should shake Hillary's hand, despite the fact that she has virtually raped the people of Haiti, that she has raped the people of Libya, that she and her husband have lined their pockets with millions in their phony charity scam. The fact that her husband is a sexual predator, and that Hillary herself has orchestrated the terror campaign to bully and intimidate her husband's sexual assault victims into silence. You know, Alex, there's an incredible piece in today's New York Post in which the veteran Republican campaign consultant Ed Rollins offers Donald Trump and his campaign six things they must do to get the campaign on track. What's historic about this piece is Rollins is wrong about every single point that he makes, including that Trump should not bring up the issue of Bill Clinton's infidelities, his indiscretions. Could we please get this straight one more time?
It's right.
The issue is not the Clintons' marriage. It's the brutal, vicious raping and biting of women.
And can't Trump see that he knew about Epstein and all this? We knew this was coming. He should have attacked earlier. Now they launch it, so it just sounds like he's counterattacking now.
Well, look, Trump is not a career politician, and while he has a few good people around him, he's got many aborting party from the Ted Cruz camp, and I don't see the depth of political experience there. Now, I'm a big fan of Steve Bannon because, like you and I, Alex, you know, he can think outside the box. He understands who the bad guys are, the globalists. He has published some of the best research on the Clintons' crimes across the board, the sex crimes, the Clinton Foundation crimes, the policy crimes that have left the Middle East a smoldering, smoking wreckage, refugees, crime, and death. So I'm a Bannon fan, but only Donald Trump will decide what tactics he will use tonight. I think in a certain sense, historically, as you know, the audience for the debate, the second debate, drops dramatically from the first, traditionally. Because of this tape incident, Donald Trump's audience tonight, I think, will be larger than the first debate. So here is an opportunity to score that may be unprecedented.
I don't want to say he's doomed with 29 days out if he doesn't absolutely have a brutal coup de grace. But now is the time to both barrels just say this is outrageous hypocrisy. Don't interrupt me, Anderson Cooper, like the last debater did 40-something times, her six times. Stop turning my mic off. The debate commission admitted they did it. Don't rig this. Stop scamming me and the American people. Your fraud is over. I think he's just tearing into Hillary Clinton when she outrageously brings up this garbage. Now, we were given this information from our Democratic source because they're concerned about World War III and their kids. Any other tidbits from your source on this coming up tonight? Any other points we should know?
Well, look, I've got to hand it to the Clinton campaign. These folks have run numerous presidential campaigns, and they are skillful at creating diversionary non-issues, such as Miss Venezuela. I would caution Trump and the Trump supporters not to get into a discussion on extraneous issues. Stay focused on the policy failures and record of corruption and the sexual assaults and cover-ups of the Clintons, trade, immigration, jobs, and most importantly, war. Because, Alex, we are hurtling towards war with the Russians. We are provoking the Russians. We are inserting ourselves in Syria, in which neither Assad and his Russian patrons or ISIS and their Saudi patrons are friends of ours. Why would we spend American blood and treasure in such a war? Well, the Democrats want to win an election. If we have to go to war with Russia, that will be the cost.
This is classic. They've broken the ceasefire, started targeting the Syrian Russian forces we had to deal with. The Russians have erected a no-fly zone in response to the Pentagon saying we're prepared to attack the Russians under Obama and Hillary's orders. What liberal out there would want this? This is, if Bush was doing that, I'd be calling for his impeachment. This is mad dog behavior.
Calling for a no-fly zone is madness. It's just madness. The AWACS that the Russians now have here are superior to anybody else can bring to the theater. This could spark World War III, but as long as Hillary gets elected, of course, that would be okay with the Obama administration. I was on a panel the other day with Max Boot, formerly of the Wall Street Journal. He's salivating for war. He also told the audience, creating his own reality, everything's great in America.
That's right. These neocons think that we can have a nuclear war, we're going to survive. These are insane people. I mean, it's kind of like big movie that's out about the situation that happened with BP and the big oil spill and with this Horizon oil rig that blew up. They knew that if you didn't dump concrete on it, it would blow up. The executive said, we don't care, we want bigger profit. And the engineer said, it will blow up. And they said, we don't care, you're full of it. There's this executive insanity we're seeing where I watched Congress 2 weeks ago going, just shoot down the Russian airplanes with missiles. They go, but then they'll attack our pilots. But the missiles don't have pilots on them. The point is they're going to attack our ships off the shore. Like, Congress is insane. Not just the Democrats. These are insane people with all these crazy right-wing neocons running Hillary and Obama. What the hell's wrong with the left?
Yeah, it's really extraordinary. Donald Trump is the peace candidate in this race. Donald Trump favors a period.
Well, that's why we got this leak from a high-level Democrat. I mean, people that have brains are really freaking out. It's like Hillary, has an H in her name for a reason. She's Hitlery. We're going to be back in 70 seconds to start the third hour. We only normally do 2 hours on Sunday. We're going to go right past 10 o'clock tonight. The debate's coming up. We're covering it all. Infowars.com/show. If your station stops carrying us a minute, Infowars.com/show. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, and we'll be back with Roger Stone.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks
Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.